My New Gut is a five-year project that started in December 2013. The project, which receives funding from the European Union's 7th Framework Programme, will research how the human gut microbiota and its genome, also known as the microbiome, influence obesity, behavioural and lifestyle-related disorders, and vice versa. It also aims to identify specific dietary strategies to tackle diet-related diseases and behaviours and improve the long-term health of the population. In this podcast, two researchers from the My New Gut project introduce the project and discuss the progress and the expected impact of the research. First, we asked the coordinator of the project, Professor Yolanda Sanz of the Spanish National Research Council, to introduce the project and her role in it.
My New Gut project is a European initiative. It's a large collaborative project that will last for 5 years and where we are investigating the role of the gut microbiota and the genome of the microbiota that is called microbiome, place in nutrient metabolism and energy balance, and also in brain development and function, to try to understand in more detail how the microbiome and the microbiota influence the development of diet-related diseases and behavioral disorders. And among these, we will focus, for example, on obesity and metabolic syndrome, and also on some behavioral alterations, such as eating disorders. Regarding my role in the project, I'm the coordinator. I'm also the leader of a work package that is focused on intervention trials in humans to evaluate the influence of the diet on the microbiota and the microbiome and its impact on the metabolic phenotype of the subject in such a way we can use this information to design more efficient strategies to tackle obesity and the associated disorders. Also, as coordinator, I'm responsible for the planning, communication, and coordination of the whole project activities and the communication and collaboration between the members of the project, including communication activities to transfer finally the project results to the public and to the society.
What makes the My New Gut project unique?
I think that the first feature that makes the My New Gut project unique currently is its composition, because for the first time we have put together experts in all the scientific fields that are needed to give physiological meaning to the metagenomic data we are generating. And in this context and in our consortium, we have experts in microbiology and also in functional omic technologies such as metagenomics and metabolomics and lipidomics, but also together with experts in human nutrition, immunology, in brain research and computational modeling. And this will facilitate the integration of high-throughput omic data together with the robust clinical and physiological outcomes that will also facilitate in turn to translate all this data into human physiology. Has another feature that I think that make this project unique is that it's focused on human studies, that we are going to include both epidemiological studies, well-controlled ones, and intervention studies. And in this way, we will be able to progress from mere associations between a specific bacteria and specific disorders to cause-effect relationships. And well, in this context, we are going to work with population groups that represent an important extended period of this lifespan and also different behaviors and lifestyles. And another important feature is that we are going to address the transitions of periods of life that are very important, for example, for the development of metabolic disorders, for instance, the transition period from the childhood to the adolescence. And I think that the third feature that also makes our consortium unique is that both the work plan and the composition of the consortium will make also possible to translate our data, our microbiome results into dietary recommendations to contribute to healthier lifestyles in Europe and all over the world.
What kind of challenges does My New Gut address?
Well, I think that the main challenge, one of the main challenges, is to identify more precisely which are the components of the microbiota that are responsible for or protective against diet-related diseases and behavioral disorders. taking into account the complexity of the microbiota and also the fact that its composition and function depends on multiple factors. Among these factors, we have the diet, but also probably the host genotype and the epigenetic regulatory mechanisms that we will have to investigate. And a second challenge is going to be to provide proof of concept that via dietary interventions with food and food ingredients, we can modulate the gut microbiota, and in this way, we can help to prevent or attenuate the impact of diet-related diseases, such as obesity and metabolic syndrome and behavioral disorders in our society that constitute a real epidemic currently.
How is the work plan progressing, and when are you expecting results?
This project started in December 2013, and so far it's progressing as planned. We have standardized our methodologies, what we call the operational procedures that will be applied to the whole project. And we have also initiated the human trials where we are investigating the role of the diet on the microbiome and the host response to different dietary interventions and the consequence in obesity-related disorders. The industrial partners have also started doing some trials to select new ingredients and to produce food prototypes, and we expect to have the first results ready by the beginning of 2016.
Finally, what's the expected impact of the project?
Well, first of all, we expect to contribute to the scientific knowledge in the microbiome film by identifying more precisely which are the components of the microbiota that mediate the communication between the metabolic, immune, and nervous system. And we also expect to be able to demonstrate to which extent we can modify the gut microbiota by dietary interventions to beneficially impact on human health. With this approach and consortium, we also expect to be able to inform dietary recommendations and European policies on public health, taking into account for the first time the microbiome data to contribute to promote healthy and active European population. And finally, we also expect to contribute to improve industrial competitiveness by generating scientific data that can prove the health benefits of foods and ingredients that via modulation of the gut ecosystem can contribute to human health, from which also, of course, the consumers can finally benefit. And well, ultimately, we hope to contribute to improve the position of the European Union in the field of prevention of diet-related disorders.
The My New Gut Project, exploring the gut microbiome's influence on energy balance and brain development and function, and developing new strategies for tackling diet-related diseases and behaviours. You can read more about the project at www.mynewgut.eu.